begging for your attention, competing for your time, gaslighting, and a personal one for me, not engaging nor supporting my content? No one should feel like this with their friends. I do not believe that this is what friendship is all about.
Hola, amigos, ¿cómo estás? Personally, yo soy feliz. You guys have been so sweet with the feedback from episode 1. I told you, I didn't take the break to just return as the same. This week has not been so eventful. Meanwhile, it's just Tuesday, but yo, the week isn't shifting. Also, sending prayers and hugs to fellow pedestrians. Did it not rain on me last morning on my way to work? Real pain. The only thing keeping me happy is that my birth month is less than 2 days away from now. And guys, this November, I'm about to make a name for myself. Anywho, I have been dying to bring this particular topic to the podcast because it is something I am passionate about, borderline obsessed. And it is something that we all go through at one point or another because, well, fortunately or unfortunately, we are all humans. And whether you mentally grow up or not, everything else changes. Everyone changes. And then we are faced with that dilemma that comes with adulthood. Losing friends. One thing they did tell us about adulting is that this would happen. Episode 2, Conversations with Jay, on what they did tell us about adulting.
What if, during my pursuit for better friendship, I realized that I have to first become the better friend? Would I work on bettering myself, or would I stay as I am because I am too self-absorbed? I have believed for all my life that I am a good friend, if not almost excellent. Actually, I always wanted to be remembered as the greatest friend who ever lived. LMAO. I am the friend that shows up. I am the friend that mentions you in prayer. I am the friend who mentions your name in rooms. I am the loyal friend, the strong one for when we are both weak. I could go on and on. All these are great qualities, definitely, but most importantly, am I the friend who loves you in the ways that you wish to be loved? Do I make you feel seen, appreciated, respected, or supported? Do I make you feel effortlessly loved without you having to feel like you are trying too hard? Because if I'm not, am I truly a good friend to you, or am I trying to prove a point to myself? To win an imaginary award that I made years ago when I had my first friendship betrayal back in primary school. To be honest, probably this is when my people-pleasing tendencies started forming shape. Imagine, at such a tender age. I didn't want to lose more friends. Where I could have left, I stayed. Where I should have said something, I kept quiet to keep the peace. Where I should have said no, I said yes, over and over again. I could have communicated my expectations, but I got comfortable with disappointments. I could have protected my boundaries, but I pulled them down all the time in the name of saving long-term friendships. Now, if you don't respect your own boundaries, who do you think will? The more I tried to please people to stay, the more I failed, year in, year out. And this has taken me almost 2 decades to realize that I have to unlearn and relearn. The other bad thing that comes with people pleasing is that you constantly attract the wrong people into your life. And you know, the people you hang with bring out either the best or the worst side of you. This reminds me of a friendship I had a couple of years ago that was, it was beautiful, but so unhealthy at the same time. We were so good together, peas in a pod, but we brought out the worst in each other. I believe that was like the worst version of myself back then. If someone dared to cross us, they would pay. We were so immature and unnice, and we didn't even care. And at the end of it all, this person also betrayed me. In the worst way imaginable, actually. Had I seen signs earlier that this could have happened? Maybe. Did I turn a blind eye? Unfortunately, I did. And I learned a heavy lesson from that situation. Now, being the ideal friend doesn't mean that you are flawless. And that's where I've been getting it wrong. Trying to be what I can never attain because we are imperfect human beings. Being a good friend is always showing up, being intentional, and loving someone in their love language. Because, to be honest, it doesn't matter how many gifts I may buy for you if your love language is quality time, for example. Does this sound familiar, Tribe? I believe it does. However, not the usual context of the romantic relationships that it is usually placed. And why do you think some relationships come to an end? I'll be vulnerable and open with you in this next thing I'm going to share. One of the main reasons why my ex and I couldn't work out any further was us failing to love each other in the other's love language, and more so, thinking that the more we showed up in the way we each knew would convince the other to change and adapt to their love language and become more like the other. And look at how that ended up. Of course, all other factors kept constant. Same principles apply to any friendship. In fact, this is where most of us go wrong from the very start. We are supposed to practice this alignment before we get into lifelong commitments, but we go in expecting our partners to be our everything. And do you know the messed up thing with that is when we place this person on such an unattainable pedestal, it's easy for them to underdeliver, overwhelmingly at that. In the same breath, that's why some people throw out their friends when they are in relationships, but once that significant other leaves, they remember that once upon a time they had friends, so let me run back to them. Now, if you haven't been actively listening, I must say this loud and I hope it clocks. Your friends are not a placeholder for until your partner comes along. Your partner is not your friend's replacement. I must say this again. Your friends are not a placeholder for until your partner comes along. Your partner is not your friend's replacement. This is especially for my girlies, because us women are, on a wider scale, the ones who make this weak move. I have never met a man or known of any who shall abandon his homies when he gets into a relationship. None. Does time with other people reduce when you're in a relationship? Obviously, but learn to find a balance. You know how we have friendships for different seasons? Maybe school or work or proximity. That's normal. But what is absolutely wrong and wicked is treating your friends as a temporary thing as you deal with your singlehood, a toy for when you are bored with life or lonely. I used to watch many videos in which women advised fellow women to be aware of like boy crazy girls, but they didn't hit as hard back then as they do now. And out of all those videos that I've ever watched, the one that stuck out to me was actually recently, where the lady said, "You will one day pay the price for being the other friend." Wow. Listen, Tribe. No one can make me hate the internet. Like, I really love social media because there's nothing new under that blue sky. Someone will sit there and spill their experience and you could swear they are talking about you. Like, do you know how draining it is to always compete with niggas, some even imaginary, others present but breadcrumbing your friend? You want to go out and have fun, Sure, but only where that nigga hangs out and maybe before drinks. Like, honestly? You're finally out together to catch up, but their attention is on phone texting niggas. You constantly remind them to never lower their standards. But what's the use if standards... What's the use of having standards if man A, B, and C withdraw their attention? The numerous complaints that you have to hear knowing that this said friend would rather enjoy the toxicity of it all than remove herself from the situation. The same victimization I was talking about in episode 1. And do you know the most annoying one? How quick they are to apologize to a man for things they didn't even do. But when they wrong you, they expect you to get over it like you always do. More dust under the rug because they know you won't leave. They know that you're always understanding. They know that you always forgive without an apology. Can you think of a friend in your life who does this? Girl to girl, if you are this type of person to your friends, better do some soul searching, man. Because when your girlfriends realize that they are in a losing battle, they shall walk and not look back. I didn't think I had that much to say about that. Okay, I lucky did, but we are many minutes deep into the episode already. Friendships are inconveniencing, especially in adulthood. You make plans with someone and that day reaches. However, you are, let's say, exhausted from work. But you make a decision to follow through with a plan because this is your friend. Probably you would have cancelled if it were a fast, but you've been cancelling time and time again because of different valid reasons. So, you end up going, and guess what? It turns out to be a great evening, soul-enriching, because that's what friendships do. They alleviate stress and erase pain for just those moments. Friendships are inconveniencing. You are on a tight budget, but you know your friend's birthday is coming up. So you tap into your creativity and think of what you can do for your friend to make them feel special. It doesn't even have to be a large thing all the time, but thoughtful, intentional, mindful. Because a birthday is not a surprise. I mean, if my birthday is in November and every single year you are giving me excuses of why you didn't show up for me, then maybe you really don't take me as seriously as I need you to. Birthdays are extremely special. It's the one day you get to celebrate your friend's life. It's literally the least you can do. Today, I read some tweets from people who are bothered about someone celebrating their birthday for the whole month. And it made me think of my girl, Wava, who, by the way, makes the tastiest cakes ever. So check her out at Wava Pastries. She inspires me so much. From the first to the last day of October, those are 31 days, guys. She will celebrate and she will be celebrated. Wava is those people who make birthday gift lists and her friends will actually come through. Case in point, this year her girlfriends bought for her an air fryer. And the number of people who bought jewelry from this specific lady just because she wanted that. Guys, if your friends make you feel seen and loved and not too much, then keep them tight because, wow, I really, really aspire, man. And one thing I've learned as I study wealthy people behavior is their ability to maintain solid networks, nurturing friendships, because if you don't pull each other up, how do you expect to even succeed? My favorite example to use is always the Kardashians and how they work and their family friends. I used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians and those guys, okay, for the benefits of the show, those guys have had the same friends for years, and all of them are successful because they keep supporting each other, keep out for each other, they celebrate each other big, massive. Look at what it means to have a supporting, loving tribe, man. Friendship is really inconveniencing. It's not supposed to be easy. You're supposed to go out of your way. That is what makes love, love. So, I don't know why someone would be bothered. Get guys out there actually have true loved ones. Unless you are bad-hearted. But why would someone celebrating themselves and people celebrating them in return be a problem to you? Why shouldn't someone go all out because they are happy? It reminds me of Gashumba and her Range Rover and all the negative things people had to say, but that's a topic for another day, honestly. Personally, I've had some good birthdays. When I was younger, I celebrated all of them with my family. While in high school, Mom would order cake for me. Friends would send treats, and I don't know, all these were nice lovey-dovey things. There's a day my friend surprised me in, I think, S5 or S6. I don't remember Bulungi, but it was so, so beautiful. That was one of my best birthdays. Oh, I'd forgotten, in S1, can you imagine, S1, my sister and her friends organized for me a surprise. Generally, in high school, I had some good birthdays. I felt loved. However, ever since after, like high school, my birthday season became one of the most stressful times of my life. Every single year. I can't even share some of the things on here because it's high-key embarrassing and questionable. And each year, especially last year, I vowed to celebrate my birthday alone after that. But how things have changed this year, and I am stressed all over again, and in fact, way worse. I don't know, man. I really don't know. But I can confidently confirm now, since this episode shall be like a reminder, that I shall either celebrate my birthday solo or with my family. This is something I've come to terms with. However, I appreciate everyone who makes me feel special throughout the month, especially on 15th. Lastly, learn to say sorry. And say sorry immediately. Do not wait for time. There's a time recently someone was trying to explain to me a certain situation. And I told them, you're a month too late. Because honestly, in 4 weeks, you couldn't come and like give me this whole explanation. So before you react to something, try to understand the situation. In case a close friend acts strangely and distances themselves from you, try to think about why that would be. What role you could have, or maybe what they could be going through. Like, a sorry doesn't take away from you. If things were left on a bad note, try to salvage the situation before things fall apart, unless the friendship was never that important to you anyway. But these things of letting your pride destroy a beautiful thing is simply immature. People get tired of always being in the driver's seat. Pulling a friendship feels like being in an unrequited relationship. Actually, it is. It is an unrequited, like, relationship. Because the other person is pulling, dragging while the other part is just, I don't know, moving. No effort. It wears you out until you decide to, you know what, let me just let it go. I decided to share this episode after debating with myself highly. Like, how should I expound on this without hurting anyone? And then I caught myself doing what? Doing what? Say it with me. People pleasing. I'm going through a season of reevaluating the people to call friends. And to be honest, there's this one friendship that I don't know if it ended over a month ago and I'm still in denial, or whether it's the devil meddling. But whatever the case is, I'm done. I already told you, tribe, from season 1 and episode 1, season 2, you can't let someone rob you of your happiness, disrespect you over and over again. Build some boundaries, man. If you want better for yourself, you have to make better for yourself, even though it means cutting ties with the people you loved most. A wise man on TikTok said, when you start choosing yourself, you realize that not many people were choosing you in the first place. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever been in this position? But seasons come and go because nothing lasts for forever. As prematurely as some things end, it is a blessing in disguise. You may not understand it in the moment, but one day, everything shall make sense. During those times, remember the prayer of serenity, and I'll read it for you guys. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Ladies and gentlemen that I love so much, this brings us to the end of episode 2. My parting advice to you is to have God at the center of everything you do and of all your relationships. In 2 Corinthians 6:14, it talks about the whole unequally yoked thing. And the meaning that my sister shared with me recently is that you reach a point where you become unequally yoked with someone. You differ in values and purpose, and that relationship can't go any further. This is for romantic relationships, but also friendships. That's why it's so effortless to get along with some people, and it's not the same with others. You'll notice that there's people you hang out with, especially after school now, yeah? Who you align with. When you meet, your conversations flow. You feel like you are growing together even as you traverse your individual experiences. I'll give an example. There's some friends that I meet. There's a particular friend. It had been a while since we had met. But when we had met, things are actually flowing. We are both growing in Christ. We are both pursuing a foreign language. We are, like, many things are the same. And one of my favorite relationships that I've nurtured since last year is the one I have with, like, Susan. There's a way we can know what the other is thinking, or before I say something, she can say something, and we were literally thinking the same thing. I can see that she's developing herself. And that's just one example. I have so many. And it's so beautiful to watch, you know. But then there's those ones where you meet and, like, you feel drained. You feel like, what are we talking about? The conversation is not flowing. I'm the one pushing the conversation. Take note and carefully observe. But as always, start with yourself. Reflect on the kind of friend that you are and how you can even become better. Have those real conversations with your friends to establish the kind of friendship you want on both ends. I am a good friend, I know that. But I know that I can come through for people even better, for my friends. I can be even a better friend, starting with sharing this podcast and doing even better in their, like, different personal lives. For now, cheers to the friends that always show up, support your dreams loudly, pray for you, laugh with you, don't judge you, allow you to morph into better versions of yourself, choose you in all seasons of your lives, fight for you and with you, speak positivity into your life, and have no secret animosity towards you. We love you and we appreciate you. God bless you, J-Tribe. Ciao!